morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Hey, cattle producers. Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 16th. Broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network's Channel 997 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. Central Time, the start time. 16,000 head to be offered on May 16th, including 6,500 yearling steers, 3,800 yearling heifers, and about 3,300 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117.
It's ready to tackle Oklahoma's tough weather. It's Bentley, another OSU Grazin' Grain and Golden Grain wheat variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Bentley has posted a top-flight yield record for nearly a decade and offers yield stability in drought-stressed environments. Bentley also offers good forage production and later winter dormancy with intermediate heading. Bentley is a perfect fit for the Central Wheat Corridor with exceptional baking quality and has been verified by the Wheat Quality Council. To learn more about Bentley, log on to okgenetics.com.
Hey, good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has released its latest crop progress report for this week on Monday. The report came in lighter than expected by the trade in terms of both corn planting and emergence, as well as soybean planting. This continues the trend that has been ongoing since planting season began, putting the two crops further behind their normal rate of progress at just 33% complete this week, behind 66% for the five-year average in corn, and soybeans at just 9% complete compared to 29% for the average. There is still time to get the crops in the ground before the close of the planting window, but only if weather conditions across the traditional corn belt dry up and warm up over the near future. Looking at our three-state region here across the southern plains, in Oklahoma, winter wheat headed reached 89%, up 1 point from the previous year, but down 3 points from normal. Wheat's condition this week rates 4% poor to very poor, 21 fair, and 75% good to excellent. In Kansas, winter wheat's condition is rated at 2% very poor, 9 poor, 33 fair, 43 good, and 13% excellent. Winter wheat jointed was 89% this week, ahead of 84 last year. Headed was 35%, near 39 last year, and well behind 64 for the five-year average. Finally, across Texas, winter wheat in the Lone Star State this week is 87% headed, above both last year and the average by 7 and 2 points, respectively. Wheat's condition in Texas this week rates 64% good to excellent, 27 fair, and 9% poor to very poor. The U.S. winter wheat crop as a whole continues to progress fairly well at 64% good to excellent this week, 28 fair, and 8% poor to very poor. There's no change from last week in this condition rating except for the slight improvement from good to excellent by 3%. Although the condition remains good, its progress is lagging that of its usual rate of growth at just 42% headed this week, behind normal by 12 points. We have seen some improvements in the condition of pasture and rangeland across the southern plains, aside from Oklahoma, that is, which had a 4% decline from its good to excellent rating over the last week. Pasture and rangeland in Oklahoma this week has a condition rating currently of 7% poor to very poor, 36 fair, and 57% good to excellent. In Kansas, pasture and range conditions are rated at 1% very poor, 3 poor, 24 fair, 59 good, and 13% excellent, a 7-point improvement over last week. Finally, across Texas, conditions have improved by 6 points since last week, rated currently at 18% excellent, 48 good, 27 fair, and 7% poor to very poor. Now remember, as always, you can access that complete USDA crop progress report for the U.S. and these three states by clicking over to our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com. You got farm news on Ron.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.